From the WCVE Newsroom in Richmond, I'm John Ogle. This year's crop of high school seniors are the first graduates to have passed a newly required full credit course in economics and personal finance.
Specifically in economics, they will understand our market-based economy. They will understand how prices are determined, scarcity of resources, how businesses compete in our global economy, and their own role in helping their employers compete.
Dan Mortensen is the executive director of the Virginia Council on Economic Education.
On the personal finance side, they will learn how to be more savvy purchasers. They will understand the use of credit, how to maintain a good credit score, a good credit rating. They will understand investments and the role of investments and various investment vehicles, how do we evaluate those. They'll understand savings, planning, budgeting, and really all aspects of managing their own personal finances so that they will ultimately become hopefully more financially stable in their adult lives.
The standards of learning in economics were developed through a public-private partnership that included the Council, the Federal Reserve Bank, and the State Department of Education, as well as the training of 1,600 teachers.
Most teachers who teach these courses in high school have not themselves had formal education in economics or personal finance, and they greatly benefit from the professional development that we provide, as well as from the classroom resources that we provide them with.
Virginia, Mortensen said, will feel the impact of what these students have learned.
The course will help produce better, more productive employees for Virginia's businesses and produce more savvy consumers, more responsible users of credit and investors. And ultimately, this will serve to strengthen Virginia's economy. So it's good for the economy here in the Commonwealth.
This is WCVE News.